ratcheting up fears amid the conflict in Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian President Putin today placing his nuclear forces on high alert, claiming it's in response to aggressive statements by NATO countries. There's speculation that Putin may have declining mental health. Democratic Senator Mark Warner, the Intel chairman, was asked about it today.
I'm not going to comment on any specific intelligence, but what we do know is that over the last couple of years, Putin has been more and more isolated. He's not been in the Kremlin for the most part. He's been down at his place in Sochi or at his dock outside of Moscow.
Warner on NBC's Meet the Press. British Ambassador to the U.S., Dame Karen Pierce, also weighing in.
Nuclear war can never be won, must never be fought. We really do appeal to him to look at that statement very carefully.
Meanwhile, a referendum in Belarus Sunday approved a new constitution ditching the country's non-nuclear status. It's feared that vote could lead to Moscow deploying nuclear weapons there. Russian forces continue to push closer to Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. Explosions and air raid sirens have been heard for another night. Residents like Olena Ganes vow to stand their ground.
I stay here. This is my native land, and I will stay here with my brothers and sisters, and I will fight for Ukraine.
Ground fighting reported outside Kyiv in a suburb called Bukha and in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. Don't expect any relief at the gas pump anytime soon. Gas prices rose a dime over the past 2 weeks to a nationwide average of $3.64 a gallon for regular.
The low in this panel of cities is Houston at $3.14 for a regular grade, and San Francisco Bay Area is the high at $4.86, Long Island at $3.69, and Chicago $3.96.
Industry analyst Troby Lundberg. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukrainians have driven from all across the East Coast to the White House to ask President Biden for more support. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is in Washington.
Ukrainians I met here drove for hours to protest outside of the White House. They want a no-fly zone over Ukraine and more weapons to knock down Russian air power.
Protect our sky is probably like number one.
Help, like, I don't know. I mean, we don't need soldiers on our land. Just a couple big ships in a Black Sea to shoot the rockets down.
Pete Lesichuk and Taras Oliosky drove in from Cleveland. Eugene from Long Island was one of two people who told me what they call Molotov cocktails, as everyone makes them in their homes in Ukraine.
Actually, we call it Ukrainian smoothies for them.
They are convinced that Putin is surprised by Ukraine's strength and that Ukraine will prevail. In Washington, D.C., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Soccer's international governing body has taken some disciplinary action against Russia after the invasion. Fox's Bob Mortelli has more.
FIFA officials have backed away from immediately expelling Russia from World Cup qualifying, but FIFA leaders say a ban does remain an option. FIFA did establish some new guidelines regarding Russia's soccer program. The team could play under the initials RFU, the Russian Football Federation. The Russian flag and national anthem must not be used. Also, the RFU team can only play in neutral territory and without spectators. Moscow is slated to host a World Cup qualifier next month, opening against Poland, but Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic have all announced their refusal to compete against the Russian squad. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
A defending NASCAR Series champ takes the win at California's Auto Club Speedway.
Here they come for the checkered flag. Kyle Larson. keeps that surfboard trophy in California.
As heard on Fox TV, Larson holding off Austin Dillon and Daniel Suarez. It was Larson's second win at the race in Fontana. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.